Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know.
We're putting together a pilot for TV that we're calling Mom Sense. Do you like that name?
No.
Oh,
so I'm not sure. I don't love it. Mom Sense. All right. I mean, it doesn't float my dress up.
I'll float your dress.
It doesn't blow my dress
up. I'll blow up your... I like your little bra thing going
Thanks.
On there. Well, anyway, it's for moms. And anyway, Stephanie's like, the moms, the people out here in California are so flaky. They don't... they wake up in the morning and decide what they're going to do, even if they have already committed to something.
Right. They're like, did something better come up? I'll make plans with this person to have lunch, but if someone else I like better calls me, I'll blow the other one off. They really have no loyalty or commitment here.
Do you
I have the same, I feel the same way, but I do it anyway.
Do you talk about that in your act?
I'm going to start because I have it with RSVPing for birthday parties. Nobody RSVPs. Like, because they don't want to commit to it. And then when I call them to ask if they're coming, like, 4 days before the party, they act like I'm bothering them, like I'm annoying them. They're like, I say, Jessica be coming to Alana's birthday party. And they're like, hold on, what day is it? Don't fucking come. I save a party favor and cake for me, more cake for me.
Why don't you send them an invitation?
I do send them an invitation. They throw it out or they put it somewhere and they...
Maybe they wipe their ass with it.
I don't know what happens, but it's just hilarious. It's the same thing. It's like the same thing that people don't signal here. It's like, guess which lane I'm going into. Guess. Just guess. That's how they RSVP. Guess if I'm coming. Do you need to order a whole hoagie or a half a hoagie?
A hoagie.
A whole hero... What are those
they
called?
Don't call them
subs. Hoagies are from Philly.
Here they call them subs.
Subs. Should I order a whole sub from Subway
and
or
you know,
half a sub?
Nobody calls them wedges except for in New York, in the Bronx, Brooklyn. Because you ask people out here what a wedge is, they have no idea.
They think it's a wedgie and you're pulling out someone's underwear up their butt.
They think it's lettuce.
A wedge of lettuce. Yeah, just weird here. It's like everyone's so non-committal. It's just so weird. Like if I say I'm going to meet you tomorrow, unless I'm bleeding and in the hospital or my kid is sick, I'm going to meet you. There's nothing going to stop me except if my car doesn't work or I have an injury. That's it.
And then you'll probably call, yeah?
Yeah, people don't call here either to cancel like appointments.
Yeah, but you...
Well, they call 15 minutes before they're supposed to be somewhere. Like... And they live a half hour away. So they'll call 15 minutes before they're supposed to be at my house. They're like, are we still getting together? I'm like, did something happen between now and last night when we talked? Because I have a salad and I put lipstick on. So you better come.
Salad for them?
Yeah, I made a salad. And I put lipstick on. So you better come over because I don't do that often. It's just weird. It's just weird.
What are you guys doing for the holidays? Let us know. Write to Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. We're going to Florida.
With the Jews, the old Jews.
We found a place on Singer Island. Did I tell you? You know about this place.
Why are we staying such a short time again?
A week.
Oh, I thought we were staying longer. Why are we staying a week? Aren't they off for like 3 weeks?
We decided that that's how long we wanted to go for.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, okay. We can't change it.
Okay.
But we're staying in a nice condo by the beach this time.
Ooh, I'm going to get my bikini ready.
Me too.
I'm going to wax you.
I'm going to shave you with a straight razor.
What?
A straight razor.
Oh, like they shave your neck like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I'm
Is
gonna,
that scary?
I've never been shaved by
Why
a razor.
Is that a close shave? Is that
yeah,
where they
I guess.
Do that?
I mean, that's the original way they shaved.
I would be scared someone cut my throat.
I've never been shaved by a barber.
Really? Do you want to be?
No.
Huh. I want to be shaved by a barber.
They do it here, though. They have places like that now out here.
Will they shave my legs?
No.
Oh. My armpits.
Ugh.
My areolas.
Oh. Oh.
I'm glad that I don't have hairy nipples.
Me too.
Yeah. It's one thing I don't have. I have a lot of other things, but that's one thing.
My first girlfriend had hairy nipples.
Yeah.
When we and she was only 14.
Wow. She must have a forest now. You save money on floss.
Oh, jeez. It's disgusting.
That my friend from college taught me how to, like, that you can use your hair if you have something in your teeth to get out the food, like floss. You take two pieces of hair and you floss with it. It works. Listen, emergencies call for drastic measures.
So what else is new?
What else is new? Let's see. We have a room parent that's insane.
What?
We have a room parent that's insane.
Oh, she's the...
She sends out...
Wait, the room parent is in charge of what?
Of the class, of my daughter's nursery school class. Yeah, but what? And she sends the information out about parties, about what we have to bring, what's going on in school. But she sends an email that is a thesis. It has 7 or 8 parts to it. She's like, here's what's going on this week. One... And it goes to seriously like 15.
Oh, no.
And by 3, I'm finished. So I don't even know what's going on because nobody could take it. Even the teachers are like, I can't take it. Like, they can't take it either. She's insane. She's out of her mind. And it's like people who don't have much in their life, they choose something to control no matter how minute and insignificant it is, they make it like their life's worth. And they take it really seriously. And if you don't take it seriously, you're in big trouble. She like yells at all of us every day about we didn't bring something in. And she writes really like passive aggressive things. Didn't see anyone at Tatcha Bot on Saturday. Maybe I just missed you, smiley face. Like, none of us went, obviously, and she's pretty much calling us out, you know? It's very strange. It's kind of sad. I find it amusing more than annoying.
Is anybody friends with her?
They used to be, but I think this power went to her head, because now then they're like, she changed.
And so everybody's avoiding her now?
Yeah. And she thinks we're all the problem. That's the problem with the people who have the problem. They think everyone else around them has a problem, but they don't realize that they're the common denominator of the problem. So everyone is stepping back from her, and she goes to her people who are her good friends. Is everything okay between us? Did something happen? She's like, they're like, no, everything's fine. Meanwhile, they're like, you're insane. Then another mother, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You know how they send out registries for weddings and bridal showers, baby showers? This mother sent out a registry for her kid's birthday party.
How old?
5. She's like, these are the things you can get my son and daughter.
Oh, so like at Toys R Us?
Yeah. And then she goes, please let me know what you got so I could take it off the list. What?
Wait, doesn't it do that automatically when you...
I don't really know, and I don't really care, but what? Really? She's also gone insane as well. She's another one.
I think it's a good idea.
It is a good idea, but it's horrifying at the same time. It's a good idea, but it's inappropriate for a 5-year-old. Nobody does that. You get what you want. Then you feel... obligated, then you feel bad that you're not getting what, you know what I mean? People should get what they get and don't get upset. You know what I mean?
What about, what if the gifts are all different prices? Aren't they?
Yeah, you pick what you want on there.
That's weird too, because then everybody else can see what you pick.
The whole thing is weird. Your kid is 5. Fucking getting a Spider-Man doll. Shut the hell up.
You're a little rowdy.
I am a little feisty this morning.
A little angry.
You know, it's just a bunch of... I'm tired of dealing with nonsense in my life. Like, I got to weed out the bad.
How do I deal with your nonsense?
Well, that you stuck with. You took a vow. But we didn't take vows to these people. You know what you should really take a vow? Like, you know when you meet someone, you just know... about their stuff. They're a nice guy. They're funny. They have a good job. They have a nice family. But you really should know about their sleeping habits, because I did not know that I would never, ever again, once I got married to you, have REM sleep.
What?
Because I have to sleep with your TV on. So what? And the light is... bothers me all night, and you snore, and then you get up 80 times because your prostate is full or your bladder is full.
Listen to me.
And then your light is on.
You were snoring.
I have not had a good sleep in 19 years.
You...
I don't
First of all, you...
That's why I'm... You think I'm bitchy. I'm just tired.
And now it's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
Nobody tells you that I'm going to have to keep my feet in the covers when I don't want them in the covers. I don't want to be... I spent my whole life trying to get away from my family, and now I'm stuck right back again with somebody I don't want to be with.
That's not nice. I feel offended.
You know what I mean? Like, you spend your whole life trying to be independent, like, from your family. Then if you share a room with your brother or sister.
We don't have to sleep in the same bed.
I know, but I feel like it's wrong to sleep, like, in another room.
Listen.
Yeah.
First of all, we have a king bed, and it's...
Stop controlling my blankets. You tell me sleep on top of the covers. Leave me alone. So I spend my whole day dealing with shit, and then when I get in bed, I want it to be the one place I could be not... told what to do, and you even try to control my sleeping habits.
So what's the point of having a top sheet if you're not gonna if you're gonna sleep under the top sheet?
I don't care what the point is. I want to sleep the way I want to sleep.
But that means you...
Who do you think you are controlling my sleeping habits?
I'm not controlling
you
it.
You try to tell me how to sleep.
No, you're supposed to sleep under the
Who
sheet.
Who said? Is it written in the sheet manual?
Well, what's the sheet there for?
It's there for
It's to protect the blanket.
If I want
to
shove it up my ass, I can shove it up my ass. If I want to, like, salivate on it, if I want to use it and put it in my salad, I can do whatever I want with my sheet.
That's true. If you were sleeping in your own bed, you could do whatever you want.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that when you make a bed, you put a top sheet on.
Yes, but stay on your side. So don't worry about what goes on my side.
Yeah, but that means that...
No, it doesn't mean anything for you.
I'll tell you what it means. I'll tell you what it means if you would stop talking for 2 seconds. When you take the blanket off, the comforter, to change the sheets...
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put it back on the exact same way that you took it off,
mm-hmm.
then you're giving me your dirty side of the blanket that you don't sleep, that you sleep on.
And what is that dirty side going to do to you?
It grosses me out.
It's going to kill you.
How come there's brown stains on your side?
Because I have really good dreams and I'm salivating. I'm thinking about food.
I'm not talking about on your pillow. I'm talking about on the blanket.
That's not for me. That's your duty.
It's not.
From your underwear.
No, it's not.
Those are your track marks.
Then why are they on your side of the bed?
Because you switched the blanket to get your duty on my side. Yes, you did.
How did this turn into me getting bashed? I don't understand.
I love you.
I didn't do nothing.
I just been bothering.
I can't
me.
Even go into the laundry room.
I know the laundry room's a mess.
A mess? How do you end up with so much laundry on the floor, all over the floor? I can't even walk in there.
I have a party in there.
Is that clean laundry or dirty laundry?
It's none of your business.
And then I find that I
and then
she
yells at me. Wait,
she
you yells at me because you couldn't find your sweatpants for like 6 months, a year, and you're like, "You take my laundry. You take my laundry." Oh, here they are.
What about all my t-shirts that I bought that
they're,
you can't
they're
find?
They're around.
I wore them once.
They're around. Okay, so my... This is how I know you start getting upset. Okay, listen. Give me my stuff. Okay. I'm just going to take my... Just give me my laundry.
She won't. I can't do my own laundry in the house. Listen to what you did to me. She loses all
my...
Stop. She loses my laundry. And then I say, okay, look.
I don't lose it. It's here. I just can't locate it.
I have no access to it, okay? So then I think to myself, I'll do my own laundry. I can't do that because the laundry, both laundry machines are always full. Okay, so I decide to take it to a laundromat. And then she gets mad at me and says, don't take your clothes to a laundromat. And then she steals my dirty laundry so I can't take it to the laundromat. And then she loses that. It's not funny anymore. It's enough.
I know you get it upset. You go, okay. Okay. You start hyperventilating. Okay.
Listen.
That's what you do. Okay, listen. All right. Listen.
And by the way, you were snoring, and you also turn off the TV all the time.
It's because I can't sleep with the lights.
That's fine. So it turn the TV me. Off and okay. stop complaining.
Okay. Who has smelly laundry in their drawer? You
right. put your she took my laundry last time, and then she gave me back dirty laundry. She folded duty underwear and put it in my underwear drawer, and then I gotta open up my drawer and it stinks. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, but who makes duty in their pants at your age?
I'm old. It leaks. Okay, what am I gonna do?
Wear a diaper.
Are Depends disposable?
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'm going to get that.
Make wear your diaper.
I'm going to invest in Depends.
Yeah.
So here are the topics that we're going to discuss on the pilot for our new television show. They include play dates, in-laws.
Weight,
dieting and weight gain and weight loss. And, what was the other one?
Don't know. Competitive moms?
Competitive moms.
Judgmental moms.
You have a problem with judgmental moms. The point where you insisted that we have to do this topic.
Yes. Yes, because I feel that this one mom, she's ridiculous. She's like, I don't let my child go to anyone's house. I don't let her go in anyone's car. I don't let her have snacks. She doesn't watch TV. She's the most miserable kid you've ever seen. She cries every second. Every second she cries. And everyone else is wrong and she's right. What did they do to you? What did they do to you?
Is that what she says
yeah,
to the kid?
Yeah. What did they do?
Mommy, I dropped an anvil on my toe.
Who did that? Why would someone do that? She's...
Mommy, my vagina hurts.
Who did that? Uncle Louie? Who did that? Yeah, she's a freak. And meanwhile, the girl could be a nice girl. And she's fucking her up. Oh, can I say that? She's screwing her up. I feel bad for her. Nobody wants to play with her either. Or the mother. Nobody.
Is this the same one that's the room mom?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
All right, so have a happy holiday. Enjoy your family and friends.
That's another thing. Can I just say
Don't say thing? Anything to people that will upset them.
Yes, please don't, especially your family members. Try to be nice.
Hold your tongue.
Yeah.
Don't go, I have to say what's on my mind.
It's Thanksgiving. I'm on my 12th step. I need to share.
Oh, when you say Thanksgiving, I get hungry.
Really? Let's go eat.
Okay. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, and be, when you, if you're inviting people over, be a host, be a good hostess, okay? We were taught, I was taught, that when you go to someone's home, you bring something, right? And you bring something simple. Like, I asked the hostess, what can I bring? And normally, usually they say nothing. That's what I say. Because when you come to my home, I want to take care of you. Now, of course, I'm going to bring something because that's polite. So I'll bring something easy. Wine. I'll bring a cake that I could pick up on the way to going to your party with three kids in the car to your house. Please don't ask me to go to Costco to pick up a case of water and then six cases because it's on sale. Maybe pick up some toilet paper and a pie from Marie Callender's where you have to stand online on the hungriest day of the year when people are angry because they haven't eaten because they're saving their appetite and there's one pie left. Please don't ask me to do that. And don't ask me to bring the turkey. All of a sudden, I'm working for you now when you've invited me to dinner. Just a little tip. Okay, thank you.
Happy holidays from Stephanie and Greg.
Bye.